All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 400. I'm your host, Chibi D, here in New York, New York. And of course, we are joined by a man who is Wombat. I didn't think of anything for this 400th episode.
You ready? Ready? That's the sound of me popping my bottle of champagne.
Was that a legitimate sound, or was that you just going on in the...
No, that was just me doing it with my
mouth. But I thought you had a bottle of champagne.
I do. I have the bottle right here. It's a screw top. Because it's not a full-size bottle. It's a single serve, so it has a screw top.
That doesn't sound very classy.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize this show was classy now.
Right, sorry.
I think that starts with episode 401.
Speaking of classy, here's Shipwreck.
Lou.
That was a good intro. He got something.
Sure. I'm drinking beer.
Peg leg beer. Peg leg. That sounds fancy. It sounds like a microbrew, at least.
It's from Heavy Seas.
Is it hoppy with a slight fruity aftertaste?
They're based in Baltimore, Maryland.
So part definitely of fruity.
Clipper City Brewing Company. Yeah, it's an imperial stout. It's pretty good.
Sounds good.
It's got a pirate on the label.
I have Lunetta Prosecco, so it's not even real champagne. But I figured it's episode 400, and I'll celebrate by drinking heavily. Cheers.
It's probably really a sparkling white wine, isn't it?
Prosecco, I think, is its own thing. I think Prosecco is just Prosecco. But yes, for all intents and purposes, it would be a sparkling white wine.
And it doubles as antifreeze.
Mm-hmm. It is considered an Italian sparkling wine. So, there you go.
I'm having New York's finest tap water.
Excellent. Very fancy.
It's excellent.
Is it at least in a carafe?
It's in a plastic jug type thing.
I'm going to call that a carafe.
It sounds like this, basically.
Oh, I hope you just do that all show.
This is episode 400.
So we made it. So this is not the big milestone, Wombat. Do you know what the big milestone is?
Is it going to be... I thought we did 10 years already.
We didn't do 10 years already.
Is 10 years this summer? Is that August?
It's August. That's right.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's the big milestone. So that, I think we should do some sort of get-together or something.
I think we should fly Shipwreck to New York for...
How was that, Dave? You went to Dave and Buster's once, right?
Yeah, I don't think... It may not be there anymore by... They're closing that down and turning it into a supermarket. So we may have to do something somewhere else.
That's that supermarket.
Yeah.
So we can go to Target.
We could go to Target.
Shipwreck would be disappointed in our Targets. They're not going to measure up. It's not worth the trip.
No.
come towards the Target.
But he could also come down here. Yeah. We can go to Target.
I don't know about
Shipwreck
that.
Leading his army of nerds through his Target. Might be too much.
There's so many clearance Vita games, though, at my Target.
I saw your pictures. It was pretty... I was like, oh, wow, look at all those Vita games. I have a Vita.
So, you mean you're thinking that he was just going to send you a couple?
No, I was thinking, I hope my Target has those games.
You don't want to play those games. That's why they're there.
I don't... Is that... Are they terrible? Are they all terrible? I have no idea.
It's not that they're terrible. That's Shipwreck. I mean, Shipwreck tweets said it all. These are all the games that they tried to make... You know, they tried to put Uncharted on the Vita, and it's not the best type of game to go on there. And they try that like 5 or 6 times. And
that Hotshots Golf game is pretty good on there.
Right. I've been playing a lot of Rogue Legacy, though, still.
Good. So. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of you.
I'm not very good at it, but I've gotten some good gear. I've upgraded pretty much all the characters, and I have a full new set of second armor, so...
You don't have to be that good at that game. Like, no. You just have to put in the time if you're not that good.
Yeah, and that's what I've been doing. Just lots of time. I even did the cross screen play on Sunday while the kids were watching cartoons. I was able to play Valiant Hearts on the PSP.
I think you just
Vita.
Actually coined something that doesn't.
Yeah, I was just gonna say. I'm pretty sure it's not called that.
But it sounds like something that Sony would make up. Cross screen play.
But you got the idea.
I knew what you meant. Remote play, I think it's called.
Remote play, that's what it's called. That is what it's called. Remote play, cross screen play, whatever. It's not like it's trademarked. Or should it be?
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, when you look at the Vita, you think this thing should be kicking some ass somehow instead of doing the opposite of that.
Lingering.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, well.
Yeah, exactly. So what have we got? 400?
I don't know. Well, Steve Zaka...
Zaccanini?
Zaccanini. For the 400th episode, how about a flashback of how you guys all met and how you started Cheap Ass Gamer site and podcast? Well, I met Wombat a couple of years after I started Cheap Ass Gamer, 2 years after I started Cheap Ass Gamer, and he sent me an email saying that he thought we should make a radio Cheap Ass Gamer into a radio show. Right, Wombat? Isn't that correct so far?
That is correct. It's because this was before podcasts were really a thing.
There were podcasts.
There were, but it wasn't really a thing.
Well, it was kind of a thing, but nobody knew what it was as opposed to now.
Yeah.
So he sent me an email, and I recognized his email address because it was the name of Howard Stern's agent, and being a big Howard Stern fan, I was like, oh, Don Buchwald and Associates are... I was like, this is crazy. So I emailed him back, and I was very excited, and we met. And then what happened, Wombat, after we met? We met at Jesse's Game Store in the East Village.
Yep. You made a decision that I wasn't an insane person.
No, I don't know if I made a decision at that point. I'm still thinking about that, actually.
But we recorded a 12-minute demo episode, essentially, that we posted directly to the website because there wasn't really an iTunes. Did iTunes even exist then?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure iTunes existed then.
Did it have like podcasts though? Because it wasn't. We definitely didn't put episode one on iTunes.
No, I don't think it had that. I don't think that existed in that capacity.
Yeah, but we recorded it, and I think we were thrilled because like 120 people listened to it or something like that.
Right. I mean, it was fun. It was cool because we did it at your office in their studio. They had a voiceover studio, right? Isn't that what that was?
Yeah, it was a full-on voiceover studio.
Used by the likes of such superstars as Larry Kenny.
Yep.
And,
who actually recorded something for one of our episodes once back when we were doing that.
That's right. And us. Mm-hmm. And that was it.
Pretty much. Yeah, no, and that was really cool, and it was a lot of fun, and, you know, and... I don't know. We just kept doing the show.
We forgot to get on actual radio.
Yeah. I mean, we did talk to a couple of people.
We did.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Don Buchwald did listen to you do your show.
Right. What's up with that?
I don't know. He wasn't. He passed. He said, no, thank you. But now who has the last laugh?
He does.
He does.
You heard Howard Stern just said that he got like a dream job offer?
No.
It's mind-blowing.
Must be nice.
So then then I moved to Japan, like a few months later, right?
Yep, almost and ruined everything.
And here we are. 10 years later, almost.
Yeah, and Shipwreck was a moderator on the site. Who started doing foreplay. And when that became a little too much for really Mrs. Shipwreck, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
He joined us.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
I talked to Cheapy on Xbox Live.
Yep.
Exciting. So there you go.
The rest is history.
Pretty much.
Kelso writes in and asks, what would you have done with your time if you haven't recorded thousands of hours worth of podcasts?
I don't know if it's been thousands of hours.
Well, you know, 400 episodes times, yeah, it's more like...
Times two, pretty much.
At most.
It's getting close to 1,000 hours.
Yeah, it is getting close to 1,000 hours. I don't know, maybe I'd know my wife's middle name.
And your children's names.
I have children?
I don't know, nothing. We just want to watch more TV or some nonsense.
Yeah.
Played more games.
Nothing important, and you wouldn't be entertained.
We would know more about games. Probably.
Probably.
Yeah. Shipwreck would be collecting more, spending money on more old video game consoles.
Oh, I'm going to be spending so much money. It's ridiculous. I don't... Oh.
It's not that bad, though.
Well, it's the potential to be that bad.
It's not like a...
I don't even want to know.
It's not like a swimming pool.
Well, I mean, I'm spending a decent amount, I would say, on the basement, finishing it in the first place. But
yeah, but that has nothing to do with the video. You're not redoing the basement because of the video games. Just say no. Just say no. I'm redoing the basement because
he's making his own video game museum or area. What's the goal? What's the goal for real?
Oh no, it's a whole like video game theater room and a bar.
Video game theater room, bar.
In an arcade area. I bought a new arcade game since the last show.
Which one?
I bought a Millipede cocktail table.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Nice.
Yes.
How is it?
It's not in my house yet. I have to go pick it up still, but it looks pretty good.
How much? Like some ridiculously low amount?
$350?
Yeah.
That's not bad. That's not bad it's for
pretty,
what you got.
It's pretty low.
Yeah, I mean it's working, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's working. It's in pretty great shape. Like I almost bought this. I think I talked about almost buying this a year ago or so.
Oh, okay. So you waited. You played the waiting game.
Well, the first time around, he didn't have the glass top to it, which is where the majority of the artwork is on it. But then his mom is moving out of her place. This is a grown man. Like he's not living with her. But she's moving to Florida. And so when they were cleaning out the house, they found the glass top. And so he called back.
But, nice.
Yeah. So yeah, the whole basement, there's a pretty extensive media room. Which I bought the receiver for. I know what I'll be buying the projector and all the in-ceiling speakers. I'm going with a 7.2 setup.
Nice.
And then I found out about this FrameMeister thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does the FrameMeister do?
So it basically makes old video game consoles look good on current TVs without having like a very small amount of lag, almost no noticeable lag. So it does all the conversion from the 240p or whatever the old consoles were in, and it makes it look like
so many better. P's. It just like adds
it makes it look so better than they ever did.
P's all over it.
Yeah, it just P's all over what it used to be. But yeah, that thing only, it costs, I don't know, $350 or something like that. They only sell it in Japan, so you have to import it. And then you go down, the next rabbit hole is then I have to get all of these RGB cables because it makes it look so much better with RGB. And in the US, our consoles never really had the SCART or RGB cables. So now I'm going to have to be buying a whole bunch of European cables. And then the next step beyond that is that there's a bunch of consoles that can be modded to do the RGB. So like the original Nintendo and everything can be modded to look really nice.
Cause that was coax, right?
The original Nintendo, you could either do coax or, it was just red, yellow, white, RCA, I guess. It might have just been yellow.
Did it have RCA? I don't even remember.
Yeah, it was just two.
It was just two. It was just yellow and white, I think.
Okay.
And then the second model, the top loader only did RF, the coaxial. But you can either mod the systems yourself, or you can just buy pre-modded ones on eBay.
Do you have an Atari that needs the screws? The thing that slid under the screws.
I think what I'm going to do with the Atari is, I don't know. I'm not sure.
What is? Does that have a name? What is that called?
That's an RF modulator.
Is that an RF? Okay, I'm asking. I know what it is. I don't know what it's called.
Well, I mean, that's the little box part. You're talking about the, if you had an antenna, that then you slid it up underneath there.
Yeah, and that's how you hooked it up. You had to screw it
in. Well, that was on TVs that didn't have a coaxial input.
Yeah. Yes. When the Atari came out, there weren't many TVs with a coaxial input.
I haven't gotten to the RF stuff yet. I only have two systems currently that I have to do with RF, the Intellivision and the Atari. Mm-hmm. So I have to figure that out still yet. It's a constant struggle to figure all this stuff out. So basically I post to Twitter and then somebody comes back with a really good idea.
Mm. Spreadsheets, a lot of spreadsheets.
There is a lot of spreadsheets.
I can imagine. There's got to be.
I have to. So I'm going to make a, or I'm going to have made a, like a big console that will hold all of these consoles. And so I'm starting to plan out, like, I've got to measure the cable length of the controllers so that I know what needs to go closer to the center so that I can actually play it. If that makes sense. See, you see what I'm saying there?
Yeah. Mrs. Chibi doesn't know how good she has it. Like, I just have like this.
Oh, I'm going to make so many wives happy when people, when I post this stuff to Twitter or online and they go, see,
exactly.
You can be married to this guy.
I'm just asking for the light up keyboard, you know, and a giant flight stick on my desk. Look what this guy's doing.
Oh,
you got it good, honey.
There's so much stuff to figure out. As I figure this stuff out, it just means I'm spending more money. It's pretty much what it means.
Right. You're importing shit from Japan. You've got European cables. You're affecting international economies with this project. Mm-hmm. It's pretty nuts.
It'll be great when it gets done, though. I mean,
good luck.
Oh, I've got it to where I know where the green screen can be set up.
The green screen, right.
Are you going to make more videos and stuff?
Well, because the plan is to have all of this stuff then go through capture stuff since it'll all be down there.
Become a YouTube celebrity and quit your day job. Is that the end game here?
Yeah, probably. That's what everybody does, right?
I think so.
It all happens automatically.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll make an easy $5 million a year.
That's more than PewDiePie.
Easy $5 million a year. Yep.
He'll make exactly. more. He'll be bigger than PewDiePie or whatever his name is.
He'll be bigger than PewDiePie.
I think I'll have to get some like contact lenses that make my
You know
eyes
what you need to do?
Attractive.
You need to do two types of videos. You need to do the video game videos and you need to unbox small toys for little girls.
And boys. They get
and
the
boys. And then you'll make then that's where the money the money's in the toy videos.
Yeah, but that's taken
the money's
already.
In the toy. Not by someone with a dynamic personality like
and
Shipwreck.
Red hair.
Exactly.
Don't forget the red hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's disturbing.
Yeah, it'll be a couple months before this is all done.
Good luck.
I like coming home from work every day, though, and then going down in the basement and seeing what has happened.
More walls.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exciting. All right, where are we here? Show feedback from last week? Is that where we are?
Yeah, codename Lenny had to say, those Evolve numbers are shocking. They will need to do something to get people back if they want to sell all that DLC. And they released more DLC today. What other prophecies will Wombat accidentally get right?
Nice one. Uh-huh. Good job, Lenny.
Yep. But, so I guess the question is, you know, to answer your question, I honestly don't know. I really have, at this juncture, no predictions on anything that's coming out this year. Because right now, there's nothing that has me crazy excited that's coming out this year. In one direction or another.
Direction?
Yes.
What do you mean direction?
Yeah, like am I like excited? Like, I'm excited to see if I'm right about how badly this will turn out.
Oh, you're not even thinking about
it. Or am I excited to just... Yeah, like I'm just not thinking about it. I don't know why. I don't know why.
How about
there's
GTA
just...
5 for the PC? Does that count? That's what I'm thinking about.
No.
It'll probably be a disaster, being that it keeps getting pushed back.
It'll probably be fine.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to that, though.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. I mean, what are you looking forward to this fall? Or is it too early to be looking forward to something this fall?
I don't think we know what's coming out this fall.
That's just it, right?
You can't trust what you even might think is coming out.
Is Metal Gear, when does that come out?
That comes out, Kojima only has a contract, which we'll get into later, through December. So I would guess
before the end of the year?
Or it's going to be very close to being finished and then it gets shipped early next year.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? It's like I'm trying to think what it is that I'm like, oh, I can't wait to play blank. Because even whatever if they announce something that I don't know about at E3, I doubt it's coming out this year.
What, other games or Metal Gear?
Yeah.
No, other they can do that.
Yeah.
They keep secrets.
Yeah, I mean, really? Sure. That well about games that are coming out this year?
Right now, I just Googled and it says September 1st for Metal Gear Solid 5. So it'll probably make this year. I mean, the September 1st date seems made up, but I think
it's a date.
I think the him having a contract through the end of the year is a better identifier of when that game's going to come out.
Yeah. When does Mortal Kombat come out?
Mortal Kombat soon.
Right? That's soon, right?
That is in April. Yes.
Okay. So that might be worth picking up in the fall.
I think it's going to be worth picking up on April 14th when it comes out.
Well, that's because you're buying the Super Mega Box that has all the DLC included anyway, so there's little risk. There's less risk because you want that statue or whatever it comes with.
Yeah, it comes with the Scorpion statue. Yeah. I also want the game. I was going to buy the game. Yeah. So
you'll have fun. You'll enjoy it. I'm not knocking you for wanting the game right away. I personally don't need it right away. It's a personal preference thing. It's not a...
It's okay.
It's not a good, it's, bad, it's okay, thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's payback.
Exactly.
It's payback, Wombat.
Is that what it is?
Payback. Holding that DLC hostage.
Oh, that jerk. Ed Boon. Ed Boon has no soul.
I don't think he makes those decisions.
I don't know. I think he does. Isn't he the boss?
Yeah, maybe he does. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, same company, Warner Games. Batman comes out in June.
Yeah.
I still want Batman to be good. I want to want Batman the day it comes out. I don't yet, but I want to. Does that make sense?
Did you play the last Batman?
Yeah, I didn't love it.
Did you finish?
No.
Me neither.
I finished the first two. I didn't finish that third one.
Well, hopefully the Bat Tank is a lot of fun to play. That's,
yeah.
Can't wait to kill people in the Bat Tank.
I even played the Blackgate game, the side-scrolling one. Yeah. But I like Batman. I don't know if I've mentioned that on the show.
I'm aware.
In the last 399 episodes. Have I mentioned that I like Batman?
And I do not.
No, you don't. You like Spiderman.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He does a good job.
He does do a good job. They need another Spider-Man game that's good at some point, maybe.
Hmm.
Maybe they'll make one of those. Matt Zach has to say, GB, 5 workers were killed during the construction of the Empire State Building, not hundreds. You said hundreds. At the time, the average was 1 worker per floor, so about 100 workers. So what? Not too shabby. So there
Unless
you go.
You're one of those Empire 5 State guys.
Yeah. So there you go. Building of the Empire State Building, relatively safe.
All right. Thanks for proving me wrong.
I wouldn't want to be the person that's like, oh yeah, let's build this thing. It's only going to cost us 5 guys.
Yeah, but that's a hell of a hamburger.
How about some Watch This Bitches? I saw a Foxcatcher. Have you guys seen that?
I haven't. How was it?
It was pretty creepy. I didn't know what the twist was.
What is this?
Foxcatcher? This is the Steve Carell.
Oh, okay.
Wrestling movie.
Guy.
Gotcha.
This happened when I was in college, I believe, because I remember it was I went to college in Pennsylvania and it was on the news a lot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was. So you know the whole story then?
Pretty much. Yeah. Like, I just remember it being on the news a lot.
Well, Steve Carell is pretty amazing in this role. He's wearing so much makeup, he doesn't even look like Steve Carell. I told my wife, she didn't even know until I told her. But it's great. I would totally recommend Foxcatcher. And if you don't know the story, it's all the better if you don't know the actual story of it, which I did not, which is always the case. That's why I try to stay oblivious about everything. So when I see the movie about it, it's all brand new.
Might as well be fiction for you then.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no,
like
I get
this
it.
Durst thing. Durst.
Exactly. Durst. The Fred Durst thing.
Fred Durst, yeah. So we're like speed watching the all the episodes on HBO right now.
Cool. Good luck with
Thank
that.
You. It's fun.
Uh-huh. I watched Maleficent. Maleficent?
Yes.
Malfeasant? Over the weekend, my wife and I watched that together. We enjoyed it, actually. It's a good movie to watch, like if you don't want to think about much.
You don't care about what you're watching.
Yeah.
This is exactly what you're
watching. As that sounds, like if you want a movie to watch with your wife where you, the two of you could sit together and enjoy something at the same time. It's a good movie for that.
Mm. It's below Mrs. Chibi's Rotten Tomatoes threshold.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
It'll never get through.
I'm not talking about your wife with her crazy rules. I'm talking about regular people's wives.
It's not that crazy.
It's pretty
it
crazy.
It is? It seems reasonable to me.
I don't know. I mean, not every movie that has a great Rotten Tomatoes score is necessarily bad as a couch movie.
Not great, but I don't know. It's got to be like okay.
It's okay. It's it borrows too much from other sources, but it's not bad.
How naked is Angelina Jolie in it?
She's not particularly naked at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just wondering.
Yep. No. She's you know, she does witch stuff. She turns someone into a dragon. Mm. Mm-hmm.
I can pass on that one. How about some new releases?
Okay.
From our friends at Tech Dash Gaming.
I know we've both been playing Battlefield Hardline. I mean me and Cheapy.
That's right. I have been playing that game.
I haven't played a ton of it. I've only played like through the first mission on the campaign.
Oh, okay. First episode, you mean?
Of course.
Don't you understand? This is a cop TV show drama. Ripped from the television lineups.
I don't quite get the whole episode thing with it. Because it just feels like it's a campaign.
Right.
There's no real reason for the episodes.
There's no real reason for a lot of things in the game.
It's so weird.
It is. It's very strange. But the problem for me, not a problem, but the biggest thing for me is that there's a good game in there somewhere. It's not in this game. It's not in this particular version. But there's a really cool police game in here somewhere. I'm not talking about the multiplayer part. I'm talking about the single player stuff.
Yeah, which good for them. They went out and tried to make a single player that was, I don't know, worthwhile.
Because they realize if you just put out a multiplayer only game, you know, and want to charge $60 for it, you might have a problem. Especially if you're going with a DLC heavy job, like the Battlefield does.
Yeah. Well, the graphics are pretty crazy amazing in this game, but
yes, they are.
It's got really good lighting and really good, like, just the way the characters move and stuff. Like, their faces look like rotoscope, kind of. But the way they just handle their bodies and walk around, it's really nice looking. The weird part about it is that it's not a straight-up shooter. It's a lot of stealth, like...
Wombat would be so mad at this game while he's playing it, I think.
It's just really strange. So it's a typical, at least the mission I've played, is, for the most part, a typical like stealth game where you see the enemies and you see their cone of vision and you're sneaking around and you don't shoot them. You could shoot them, I guess.
You can. You're a cop for sure, but you can absolutely just kill anybody at any time.
But do you get put on desk duty if you need
no,
that?
No, but if you arrest them, you get points, and then you
and what do points give?
They
you?
Like unlock guns and stuff
and attachments, like your normal Battlefield stuff.
So if you don't shoot anybody, you get more guns.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Good job not killing anyone. Have a killing machine.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Nice.
So it's cool.
Yeah,
it's
this
kind
whole,
of
like freeze thing, and then they. Right. I'd be really mad as a cop because as soon as I hit the freeze button, I just assume, hey, they're not going to shoot me now. I'm just going to run up and put handcuffs on them.
No, you can't do that. So you push the freeze button. So the game tells you when you can pull out your badge. It appears over the guy's head. Then when you do that, he pulls the badge out and says freeze, and the guys, You can't just do this at any time. If you've surprised the guys, then they'll drop their guns. I don't know about you said you're playing on Xbox?
Yeah.
I'm playing on PC, and when the guys drop their guns, it doesn't make any noise. And it's just very strange. And I've played a lot of the game, so I've seen a lot of guns drop. And to see like a big shotgun fall and hit the ground and just not make any noise, it's just a little weird. When the rest of the game is so realistic looking, it's kind of strange. But that's like, that's the police gameplay, Wombat, is freeze. They, you know, and then you have to keep your gun trained on them. Otherwise, they'll try to shoot you while you're trying to arrest
them.
Sounds
like RoboCop, though.
It, freeze.
Well, yeah. Well, actually, you scan stuff, too. You have a scanner.
Yeah, so, you have a scanner,
so that
too.
Part is like RoboCop.
So you are RoboCop.
Well, kind of, but not in a good way.
And the scanner sounds exactly like it vibrates when you're close to something. It sounds exactly like an iPhone vibrating.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
To tell you to use the scanner.
Right. It was driving my wife crazy because she was in the same room. And
so I'm about halfway through the campaign, and that seems to be the gameplay, basically. You scan stuff. You scan to find people that you need to, that you want to arrest, that have warrants out, and then you get more money for those guys. There's certain people.
Wait, you get bonuses in the form of money?
So that you can unlock stuff.
I'm pretty sure that's not how police officering works.
Well, money or points, I mean, to unlock stuff. So you're leveling up. But that's,
and the cops are constantly breaking the law too.
Well, that becomes part of the story. I don't want to ruin the amazing.
Well,
plot
I'm sure
for you.
That is part of the story.
But it involves crooked cops and.
Well, I mean, it opens. The story opens with your character in jail.
Yeah.
Or getting taken to jail.
So I don't know. It looks amazing on PC. I'm playing on, you know, on ultra 1440p. It just looks completely ridiculous. But I was thinking, like, you know, did you get to the scene? I don't know if you said you only played a very small part, but where you're in the cop car and you're driving through the poor neighborhood in Miami.
Yeah, I'm past that part. Okay. I'm to the point where I've infiltrated the warehouse or whatever that you go to and did the first scanning and everything.
That was the best part of the game for me. Just the part where you're driving through those streets, even though you're not doing anything. You're just sitting in the passenger seat and you're about to, I think he's going to arrest somebody or something. That's the only part that where you actually feel like you're a cop. The rest could really, it's like kind of generic. You could be doing anything. You'd be playing Call of Duty or Battlefield.
Yeah, you're not selling me on the game by saying the best part of the game is when you don't.
Right,
do
exactly. Well, what I'm saying is what they need to do is make for the next one. Is don't do this campaign where it's just, you know, Call of Duty with cop uniforms.
Without shooting people.
It just doesn't make any sense, and it's kind of dumb. Why not? I mean, they have the technology. I mean, there's driving parts in this game, and they're not bad, right? I mean, it looks...
They're okay. It looks fantastic. They're a little bit stiff.
Yeah, the driving part, the actual handling of the cars is kind of shitty, but it looks amazing, and they can fix the driving if they're going to make it a bigger part of the game. But I'd love to see like more open world like game where you're really doing cop stuff, where you're, you know, like a police quest game.
And this one kinda is open worldy, not like more than these type of games have been. Like there's different paths you can kind of take.
No, but it's not open worldy. It's worldly.
No, but it's not. It's not at least.
You're totally saying the levels are not completely linear.
Right.
Right. It's not open world at all. But I was just thinking, like, imagine if you have, you know, you got your cop car, you can drive around the city, you see crimes in progress, they call in crimes, you go to the crime scene. I mean, they haven't really made a game like that. Not a good one anyway, that had like a good shooting mechanic. And I don't know. It's not this game, but I could see it when I went through that scene driving through the barrio or whatever it was. It's like, wow, if they made a real police game like this, an open world police game, it would be amazing. But unfortunately, I've played a lot more of the game and I haven't come across anything that good yet.
It's not a bad game either, though. Like,
it's fine.
Just,
it's fine.
Yeah, it's just a strange mixture of things.
And the multiplayer feels just like, you know, regular Battlefield. It's just very strange to see, you know, these 64-person matches and there's like, you know, 30 dudes in police jackets. It just looks very strange. Or 30 generic looking robbers on the same team. It's a lot. It just looks really weird. So I don't know.
It's quite the heist.
Well, yeah, exactly. And sometimes I'm playing in the multiplayer and the maps are really small, but there's 30 people on each team and it's just just nonsense. It's just you're walking into bullet walls. So I don't know. I'll keep playing it. I'll probably finish the campaign just to see if anything changes. And I'll also see if I can use my crazy flight stick on the helicopter. But I'll talk about that later. So that's Hardline. I don't know. Would you recommend it to people, Ship? It's hard to... It's sort of in the middle. It's just like, it's just right. fine.
It looks really nice. It looks next gen on the...
Oh, does it?
On the
console. Big difference between Battlefield 4?
I didn't play that much Battlefield 4, but I think this has a lot going on lighting-wise that makes it look
yeah,
really
nice.
Yeah, it does. I don't know. There's a lot of controls in this game, too, though.
Oh, yeah?
I feel like there are. Just well,
I'm using the keyboard, so...
Okay. There's a lot of, I don't know, just crouching and pulling out scanners and
right.
and throwing shells to distract people and pulling out my badge and I yeah. don't it. I just want to shoot people. Like I buy a Battlefield game,
but you
just,
can though. You can totally do that if you want.
I know,
to, if you want to forget
not
that,
it's meant to be that. It's not.
But it doesn't. But Chip, it doesn't matter. Like they've barely put the effort in to put it to make it a cop game. That's the thing. So you don't. You should. Why would you put the effort into, you know, picking up their slack, basically?
They gave me vision codes. I mean, I feel bad shooting a guy who has a vision code.
I actually sometimes, like, I'll pull out the badge and I'll say freeze, and the guy drops his gun. And then by accident, because I'm playing with mouse and keyboard, and, like, I don't know, I'll just shoot the guy in the nuts by accident.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of controls going on here.
And it's fine, too. Like, it's yeah. just no problem. Even though the guy dropped his gun and surrendered, it's... Like, no penalty.
See, I just left a trail of, like, 20 guys that I just handcuffed and left behind me. Mm-hmm. Like, that doesn't seem like a great way of doing this.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. I like my idea. That's all I'm going to say about it for now.
Dirty is fine.
What's that?
We're still talking about Battlefield Hardline?
Sorry, we're waiting for you to come back, Wombat.
Sorry, I've dozed off for a second there.
Well, tell us about Cabela's African Adventures.
I don't know. It's a game that's out.
How about... Okay.
I've not played that one. I saw that it was available, and I was like, that really is something that's available?
They make good money off those games. Very cheap to make.
They do.
And a lot of people that buy them.
People like hunting.
Because yeah. they do.
What about... tell me everything you know about Final Fantasy Type Zero HD.
Wombat or me?
I saw a lot of people tweeting about it. And it's a Final Fantasy game.
Who knows less about it,
game?
Me or Wombat? Who do you think?
Which one of you knows why people are buying it?
I don't.
I have no idea.
It's got a demo for Final Fantasy 15.
Ah.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
So what does Final Fantasy Type Zero HD do?
I flipped it over at Target to see what it was. I couldn't make heads or tails of it. It looked like it was an action e-game.
It's an all new game.
Mm-hmm. They put HD on the end of it that makes me think
it's not.
It's not.
Right.
I feel like really bad because I used to really like Final Fantasy games.
I see HD on a game that I've never heard of before, and I'm like,
pass.
Oh, is that like a siren going out on outside my window?
It's very possible. You live in the largest city in America. There's a chance that there's a siren going on outside your window.
Final Fantasy Type Zero.com says it's one of the most highly anticipated role-playing games of all time.
Oh, okay.
All time?
That feels stupid then.
I know. Who knew?
Let's see here. I'm going to look at the Wikipedia to see what we have here.
Let's talk about Fruit Ninja Connect 2.
Oh, it was a PlayStation Portable game originally.
Ooh. Do you have did you pick up Fruit Ninja Connect 2 yet?
Not
Chip?
Yet.
I didn't know it was coming out this week.
I knew, but I just haven't had time between when it came out. It came out yesterday.
15 seems steep.
For something.
It
seems a little bit. 15, it seems $5 too much.
It is $5. It's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, I want it. I don't want it for 15. I have to wait. Sorry, Fruit Ninja Connect 2. You screwed the pooch on your pricing strategy. Stratagem.
It'll drop.
You could do better. I mean, it will drop. It'll be on sale, and that's when I'll buy it.
Game with gold, perhaps.
Or a game with gold.
Can they give away Kinect games with games with gold?
Yes.
They should.
Yes, it's a great strategy.
I know.
Hey, it's not our fault you didn't buy the Kinect.
Exactly.
Too bad. Yeah, actually, they should do that shit to reward us suckers who got in early.
Right, you know? They should be giving. They should be doing two games a month, one a Kinect game, and oh, that's right, there aren't that many Kinect.
But I see at Walmart now has got the new bundle, the bundle with the Halo Master Chief Collection, and an extra controller for $350.
That's a hell of that's a deal. That is super cheap.
I need to buy one for my basement.
That's a good one.
So, right there.
But I also need to connect.
Well, you don't need to connect upstairs, though, do you?
I have run that thing through my wall. It is staying upstairs.
Microsoft needs to make a new controller that has the microphone built in that works with Kinect instead of Kinect.
Yeah, well, we've said that. I mean, the double click on the controller isn't bad. I've used that before.
What's that? Double click on the controller.
Oh, when you double click on the controller, it brings up a little mini menu.
Oh, on the Xbox logo?
Yeah, I can't say the word because if I do, it turns the stupid thing on.
Oh, right.
But yes, the little circle button on the machine will.
Got it.
If you double press it while you're in something, it brings up a little mini menu and you can quick select stuff. And it totally works.
All right. What else we got here? New releases.
I know I'll be getting my copy of Mario Party 10 for the Wii U tomorrow.
Nice.
But
are you ever going to play it?
Yeah. Mrs. Shipwreck and I like playing.
Just you two?
The Mario Party games.
Just the two of you?
Well, who else am I going to play
it
with?
Not much of a party. Come on.
That's legit foreplay for them.
I don't know. Only two people?
I mean, how many people do you need?
For a party?
Sometimes two people is a party.
Mm. Anyway, okay.
Let's see here. Jamestown's Plus came out for PSN. That's
a shmup, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be really good. I may have played some of it on the PC.
But it also feels like a game that'll be free at some point.
It has Plus at the end of its name.
In the title. I was thinking the same thing.
That's the worst thing to name your game on PlayStation if you want it to sell.
Ah, that's funny.
What else came out?
I think we've talked about enough stuff that came out.
I'm sure there's other stuff on here. Tennis in the Face came out.
There's a game called Tennis in the Face?
Yeah, on the PSN for $4.99.
Wow. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. You're going to pick up some Tennis in the Face?
I don't know. It's like,
In the face.
It's like Mario Tennis?
Mm-hmm.
All right, what do we got here? Are we done with the new releases officially?
We are done with that. That is over.
We have some contest here?
Yeah, we have some stuff to give away. Okay, so I got 9 new Smite codes.
Smite for
PC for, it's 3 different characters, 3 different extra skins. I don't know which is which right now because I don't have it in front of me. But if you're interested in a Smite code, just, you know, post in the show thread and say, Smite me up.
Maybe I wanted a Smite code.
Then I have 8 Smite codes to give away. Smite me up.
Maybe I did.
There you go. Smite me up is what you got to say in the show thread.
Oh, gosh. Smite me up.
And for and we also, courtesy of show listener, the Nexus 6 on Cheap Ass Gamer, I have, he gave me codes for the PlayStation 4 versions of Resident Evil Revelations Episode 3 and 4. So if you want to jump in on Episode 3 and 4, now here's the thing. He lives in the UK. And we're both not sure if the codes will work outside of the UK.
So if you win and you get the code and it doesn't work, you should probably write angry emails to Wombat telling him that he owes you codes forever.
Yeah, no, that won't happen. It's not buyer beware. So if you want Resident Evil Revelations code, just mention in the show thread. I don't know, what should you mention?
Harassing Wombat for eternity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Revelations.
Give me
just the game.
Yeah. Just mention that you want the game. Exactly.
How about some multi-platforming and Wombat's news and stuff?
Awesome. Am I
doing
this?
I put a few things on here.
I see you put pretty much everything on there today.
Let's talk about the Jeff Minter thing.
Okay.
Shipwreck, can you fill us in on that? Because you probably know all the details.
Yeah. Well, I know, I haven't followed up on it today, but I know
basically
what's happening. So Jeff Minter last year released a game called TXK for the Vita. I talked about it on the show a little bit. I played it. It's Tempest. It's Tempest 2000 with updated graphics. And I watched
a bit of the YouTube video.
Yeah, it's a good game. I would suggest going to buy it while you can. So yeah,
right, with every tweet, that game becomes less likely to be available.
Right. So then, yeah. So Atari, he was planning on bringing TXK to PC and PlayStation 4 and Oculus Rift and a whole bunch of different platforms. And he got pretty much a cease and desist letter from Atari, who owned the Tempest franchise. And yeah, so that's not going to happen now. And they've released, like Jeff Minter went and released the lawyer letters that Atari sent to him. And Atari basically was saying that they were trying to work with Jeff Minter. And he's saying that nobody at Atari wants to work with him on putting out the game.
Right, that was his initial complaint at first.
Atari released a statement on Facebook saying how they value their own intellectual properties. And
well, that's all they are. Like, the Atari now is just they own the properties. Like,
they don't make anything.
And they
right.
And I heard conflicting reports, but I'm assuming that the report I read that, or at least people were saying that Atari let the Tempest trademark lapse. But I have a feeling that probably isn't quite true. There might be a nugget of truth in there, but I have a feeling that's not really 100% true.
Yeah.
So, but even still, I mean, if Atari still has the trademark on Tempest, that game is Tempest.
He made Tempest, right?
He made Tempest 2000. He did not make the original Tempest. Right.
Okay.
But the game is Tempest. You watch the video. The little shooter guy. It's the same shape as the shooter in Tempest.
Yeah, it's a little yellow horseshoe looking thing.
Yeah, I mean it's not like he did something so unique and original on the concept where I'm sure he's not. It's not that he's not very talented, but to say that it'd be like if I made a Spider-Man comic and was surprised that Marvel was coming after me.
Right. Right.
You know, it's yes, he made a good game. Maybe, I don't know. It would be great if he could come up with something with Atari, but to say that that game is not, a Tempest clone. And yes, I do understand there are lots of Tempest clones out there.
He made one before. It was called Space Giraffe. Yeah,
exactly. And Atari isn't going after all of them, but not all of them are on so many platforms and high profile platforms like a PlayStation 4, where Atari doesn't have that kind of presence.
Why didn't Atari just make a deal with him and say, look, you can
that's
call
what it, he wants.
Why doesn't that's he just want look, call Tempest and give us whatever. I mean, they're making nothing now. They got jack shit now.
And he's made a good game. Like, just work out a licensing deal. Like, he should have gone in and maybe he did try to get a licensing deal beforehand.
It sounded like he did.
But yeah, it's a mess.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there are no winners.
And it's Tempest, too. We're talking about Tempest. It's like not like they're sitting on a fucking gold mine with the Tempest IP.
It's not like we're talking Sonic the Hedgehog.
Well, even that now. But yeah, we're talking about Tempest. I know. Yeah. Yeah, you're making a joke, too.
Well, I tweeted this afternoon about how I've been playing a lot more Rayman Legends. And it's funny, when you play as the Rayman, it's all blue. It's kind of like playing a Sonic the Hedgehog game, but a good one.
The game is pretty tight.
That game is, it's like, why didn't Sega look at this game and go, we should totally make a game that's just like this, but put Sonic the Hedgehog in it?
Well, I think they can't, is the answer.
They should make a Tempest game with Sonic.
Yeah, I mean, that's really it, though. It's like, they just don't have the talent. Rayman is so good, by the way. Just throwing that out there again.
Yeah, Ty really likes
it. Did you do the, have you gotten far enough in that game to play the Eye of the Tiger level?
No, I don't think so. Does it play the song?
Yeah. You play the song.
No, then definitely not. I'd remember that.
It's pretty cool.
All right, what else we got here in Wombat's news and stuff?
Are we talking about Kojima-san?
Sure. I didn't read this at all, so he's gone from...
He's not gone yet.
The most current thing is, like I was saying, that he's basically just under contract. Like, he's a contract employee now. He's no longer on the board. There's no longer something called Kojima Productions. It's now called Konami LA or something like that.
Were they producing anything?
They're going to be making the Metal Gear game.
Well, besides that.
He was also working on Silent Hill, the next Silent Hill.
Ah, okay.
But they've taken his name off of the artwork, the box art. It no longer says like a Kojima game on the box. So yeah, there's been rumors of there being conflict between Kojima and Konami for a while. So,
well, I mean, you know, what has Konami done? I mean, what is Konami without Kojima right now?
Soccer, winning 11 soccer.
Yeah, Pro Evolution.
Pro Evolution.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, which isn't a big hit in this country. It's not a U.S. hit.
Frogger?
I mean, they really don't have much, do they? I mean, Konami's not the Konami that it was, I don't know, Nintendo Entertainment Konami. Castlevania, is that?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean,
don't worry, I heard they're going after the Tempest license.
Yeah, exactly. Castlevania, Blades of Steel. I mean, what do they have? It's kind of sad.
No, trust me. Used to go to the Konami. They have a store in Tokyo, and it's in a mall that we used to go to all the time. And it's a small store, and you always want to, you know, look, it's like, sounds really cool, right? Like, oh, wow, cool, a Konami store. Like, but you go in there, and you really can't find anything to be interested in after 2 seconds. Even if, you know, you go there once every 6 months, it still can't find anything interesting there. So, yeah, I don't know.
So what happens to Konami without Kojima? And who snatches Kojima up? Because someone's going to hire him.
Can't they keep making Metal Gear Solid without Kojima?
Well, they can. I think that's part of the problem is I think he's tired of making Metal Gear Solid.
And how is a Metal Gear Solid? Would you trust Konami on its own with the other games that they make to make a Metal Gear Solid game?
They've got to have some talented people there, right? I mean,
I don't know.
I'm not a big Metal Gear guy, so I don't know that. I mean, I buy all the Metal Gear games. I usually don't play them all. So I think they could probably still be making money off of them, but yeah, somebody's going to snatch him up, right?
Yeah, right? Who do you think does it? Do you think, like, Microsoft would try to snack him up for an exclusive Kojima game? And by a game, I mean stuff for avatars.
No. Kickstarter for an iPad game.
Oh.
It's coming.
He's going to make wallpapers for the Xbox background?
No. Anyway, so yeah, I guess people are upset about it. I know Wombat's upset about it.
I'm very hurt.
I don't know. I don't trust these guys with fancy glasses. Like Kojima.
He makes interesting games. Like
he does make interesting games.
There's something about what he does. It takes a while for them to come out, but, and I think that's part of the problem. We might be getting a lot more Metal Gear games now.
Exactly. And I'd be interested to see what he does somewhere else. If he does something with a new IP or if he tries, maybe they let him take over another, like an IP that could use a reboot, so to speak. And put his spin on it.
He's going to make the next Gears of War game.
He could make the next Sonic the Hedgehog game. Kojima Sonic. The
next God of War game.
That would be interesting.
Next Calling All Cars.
I've been scrolling through Konami's Wikipedia page.
Oh, yeah. It's probably a disaster.
Ooh, it is. They do not release much in a calendar year.
Nope. They make the little baseball game with the little little cartoon characters in Japan.
Mm-hmm. Power Pro.
Yep. And there's not much. There's really not much.
Are they profitable, though? Like, do they turn a profit making so few games?
They have other business interests, and I don't know how they do their
accounting. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. It's one thing to say they don't make a lot of games. It's another thing that maybe that works for them. I don't know. I don't have their financials.
Yeah. Hmm.
Just a thought.
Have you thought about signing up for Sony's new PlayStation View service?
I got an email about it.
What'd it say? Sign up for our service?
Yeah. I have cable. What do I need to sign up for this for?
Yeah, it's $50. And it's
for a year? Know.
No, a month. $50 a month.
It's $50 a month?
Yes.
Man.
And I guess it's, I don't even know what it is. It's on demand.
Streaming cable?
So it's it's streaming cable.
I don't know how I feel about streaming cable.
It combines live and on-demand TV and cloud-based DVR to stream the best TV shows, movies,
and sports.
All with
the stability of PlayStation Network.
for only the price of what you currently have.
Right. Like, I don't understand all these cord-cutting measures that add up to be the same price as what
price. Yeah, and like, yeah, you right. drive a hard bargain there, Sony. Right.
I mean, I'm looking at the PlayStation blog. And this comment basically is pretty dead on from Joe. He says, price is way too costly to be considered worthwhile. I already pay less than this and get all but one of the channels you have listed. The whole point of a streaming system should be to weed out the junk channels no one wants, not force bundle them yet again. But this is just cable by another name with more strings attached and less value.
And it's streaming, so if your internet stutters a little bit, I mean, that happens to me with Netflix.
And guess who you're buying your internet from? Your cable provider.
From your cable? Yeah, exactly.
Well, and also, like this guy goes on to say, if you have a data cap, then you can't. This isn't going to work for you.
Yep.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect them to get this right, or Microsoft for that matter, but Apple maybe. That's the rumors they're working on.
I know.
This.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that.
Which is why they dropped the Apple TV price. Did you buy it, Wombat, or no?
No, I didn't, no.
I bought one. Another one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Just cause or for the basement?
It's going to end up in the basement, one of them. But I had a $20 off any amount on Micro Center coupon that I got. So brought it down to $50.
That's worth it. If I had a Micro Center here around here or a coupon, I probably would have jumped on that too. I guess I could get it for 5% off at Target. That's a thing.
That is a thing.
That is a thing I could do. What I was saying that I might do is, because I don't know if I necessarily need an Apple TV and a Fire TV, but what we do a lot is take the Fire TV to my parents' house when we go there with the kids. So maybe I would just leave it there. You know, or I would use them both and see which one I prefer. I may prefer the Fire TV after spending time with both of them. I don't know. And my parents would just inherit the other one.
No.
Just a thought. No?
No, you don't want the Fire TV.
I have one already.
You don't want that
one. It's just fine. It's just fine.
It's like Battlefield's campaign. Just fine.
It's just fine. As long as my kids can watch Big Hero 6, that's all they care about. Do you know how many times I've watched that movie in the last 2 weeks?
We don't do that anymore. It doesn't happen in this household anymore.
What? Watch movies that your child wants to watch?
No.
He has to
multiple movie viewings. It just doesn't I don't know why he doesn't ask for it.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, it sounds like that's very mean of
him. No, he's never. Well, we used to watch Toy Story, all those Toy Story movies.
I think it's an age thing. My daughter doesn't really ask for that anymore either, but my son is 3.5.
Right. There you go.
And yeah, he wants to watch Big Hero 6 every day. So yeah. You know the age. It's an age thing. It's not a, No, Sabrina can care less.
Taste thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of a taste thing, Drive Club developer Evolution is going through some layoffs, but they're going to continue to support the game. I know a lot of people like Drive Club, and they're going to turn it. It says they're going to focus on turning Drive Club into a service, which I guess means putting out more DLC and tracks and cars and all that kind of stuff.
Can I bundle that with my PlayStation View service?
I don't think
I've got enough services. I think.
Yeah, you got enough monthly subscriptions.
Yeah,
you have like all of them, don't you, Ship? You have the Hulu and
I've got Hulu and Netflix and
I got
Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime.
I got
that. I'm assuming
I got
you have
yes. all those.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't have Hulu. I have the other two.
Hulu's good.
Hulu is good, but I have cable, so what do I? I feel like it's quicker. I don't need both.
It's quicker to watch stuff than it is on cable.
Yeah, yeah. They pack in so many commercials. Hulu has commercials too, but you get slightly less, I feel.
I don't know. If I record my shows on you know, on my DVR, there's no commercials.
Right, it's just a little bit more work. Like, you have to put the work in.
I'm just going to pay
the $8 a month or whatever it is. And,
this week's Flash was so good.
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, my God.
I decided to watch. I wound up working till about 9:30 last night, so I was like, I can watch one show, and I went for S.H.I.E.L.D.
No, you made a bad choice.
It wasn't a bad episode of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, it's so good.
You know, S.H.I.E.L.D. now has higher ratings than Flash?
Yeah, but Flash is on CW.
I'm just saying. I'm surprised. It wasn't always like that.
Oh, okay. Well, this week's was amazing. It was the best episode yet, actually.
I keep feeling like S.H.I.E.L.D. is building up to something that'll end with the start of Avengers 2. So I want to be involved for that.
I'll just watch the movie.
Yeah, I'll stick with the movie.
Well, I'll watch the movie too.
What else we got here? Nintendo. There's a lot of big news from Nintendo this week.
Huge news.
Huge news. They're going to make mobile games. Well, Denna is going to make mobile games.
Is it Denna or I thought it was DNA?
I don't know. I'm just reading. It's a Japanese company, right? I'm assuming it's Denna. Or Dina. Could be Dina.
I thought it was. I'm calling it DNA because that makes sense.
No. That can't be right. Yeah. Is that right, Shipwreck? Have you heard anybody talk about this yet?
I can't imagine a Japanese company would pronounce it that way.
DNA?
Yeah.
No, can't be.
They make mobile games, I guess.
Call it the
wrong
name.
Now they will have Nintendo IP characters in them.
They should call it DNA.
They should change the name of the
company. And I can't wait to play Angry Mario. I'll play Angry Mario.
I think you might be able to play that right now. I've
been looking at your Twitter feed, but go ahead. Yes, tell everyone what you've been finding.
I've spent this week, like every day, I just go into the App Store and type in a Nintendo character name and see what games I can play with those characters. So Blocky Kong is still my favorite. Blocky Kong. Yes. It's actually not bad. Somebody put some effort into that. I've been playing some Flappy Kirby.
Mm-hmm.
Is that free, Flappy Kirby?
All of these have been free. I have not spent any money on rip-off Nintendo iOS games. I played some Zynda.
Blocky Kong is lame, dude. Blocky Kong is super lame. It doesn't even look like Donkey Kong.
No, but it's actually it's
better.
It's better. Well, it's what not are you Donkey talking Kong, about? But, I played some Yoshi game. It had a super long title, and it spelled Yoshi, Yoshie. It was terrible. The beauty of most of these things is most of them are terrible.
Yeah, I would assume so.
Which makes it fun. I have not played any Mario games yet, but
I just did a quick search for Mario, and I don't have.
It takes a little bit longer to get through the Mario ones because a lot of them just like reference. It's a Mario style platformer, and those
like this.
I found it. Super Birds Bros Run and Jump Free Flappy Games, and it has a picture of like Mario.
Yeah, I see it. There it is. Super Birds Bros Run and Jump.
Bullet Bill. Bullet Bill or Bullet Bob?
Bullet Bill.
I think it's Bullet Bill.
And the Flappy Bird is there, and they've got the stairs and the flag at the end of the Mario level. Yeah, it's pretty weird.
I've been playing a Flappy Bird clone that has Link as the character. Mm-hmm.
So what kind of games are they going to be making?
I hope these.
No, what do you think? Do you think people... Are people expecting, you know, like a $20 full game, like a Zelda game, or are we gonna get?
I think they're just gonna do what Sega does probably.
Put out
just throw Sonic into all these different games.
Right, Endless Runner, Mario.
Yeah, I mean it makes sense.
It's only a matter
of
time.
You could make a good Endless Runner Mario game.
I mean, good is in quotes though, right?
It would be better than other ones.
Right.
I mean, it's the Sonic Endless Runner game is pretty good.
But there's no way that Nintendo is going to put out a full-blown Legend of Zelda game.
No,
I don't think so, no. But it doesn't mean they couldn't put a good, I don't know, Hidden Picture game out
Hidden
there.
Hidden Picture Zelda game.
A Hidden Picture Nintendo game.
Right.
Like, just with everything.
Yeah, anything. Get ready. The floodgates can open now, finally. I mean, look, why they not? Do that with everything else. What's, you know, they put their...
Or a Pokemon game. You could do something with Pokemon, like the Marvel game that Shipwreck likes.
Puzzle Quest.
Yeah, but with Pokemon? Why not? Would you play that, Shipwreck?
I probably will just continue to play Marvel Puzzle Quest, but which I'm really worried about because Sega bought that developer.
Oh, you're screwed, dude.
I know.
You'll always have Blocky Kong.
Blocky Kong. I'm closing in on the top 25 in the world on Blocky Kong.
Of the 25 people that have downloaded it?
That's the beauty of these things. There's so many things that you're like, oh, this one has like 26 people have rated this game. This
yeah,
seems like
it's all his
great.
Friends.
Right.
I'll stick with Jupiter Jump.
And the other new Nintendo news this week was that Iwata said they're working on their next gen console, codenamed NX. The reason that they canceled the Club Nintendo was because they're combining it with some service that's going to go across all platforms, including their own hardware. But they're not going to give any more details out until next year about the NX.
Already available for pre-order in Australia at EB Games.
Perfect. Perfect.
For how much?
$10 Australian down will get you.
But they don't tell you how much the console
costs. They have no idea how much.
Yeah,
it
of
costs.
Course they don't.
They're providing a service
to their valued Nintendo fans.
It's weird. That's weird.
Probably a good call given Nintendo's track record.
Do you think it'll be out by fall of 2016?
I'm saying spring of 2017.
No, why no? Don't put it out in the spring. Why?
Well, what does that matter to you?
I'm just, you know, I like to see things succeed.
It could still succeed.
I don't know. Maybe it'll be 2016 because depending on what it is, if it's just some kind of like system that does both the portable and the Wii U stuff.
The Fusion.
Yeah. If this is the Fusion, it could be a 2016.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not in a terrible position to come out with a more powerful system than what Xbox One and PlayStation 4 are and tie it into their mobile stuff. They're not in a bad position there.
Nope.
Something that can play the current gen games plus the Mario license games, throw in backwards compatibility for people that skipped the Wii U.
And say, hey, we have the best graphics over here.
We have the best graphics. We can play everything. You can play the games that you missed from last gen if you didn't adopt to the Wii U. Like these three Mario games and a couple of Zelda games and a Donkey Kong game. You didn't play those. You can play those now. They're here. And all these other games that you know you want to play. I mean, there's something to be said about that concept.
Oh, no. It's a great concept. It's one of the beautiful things about the Wii U being such a big failure is that the timing is perfect.
If they could have that kind of compatibility ready at launch, you could a game that launches with a Smash Brothers on it, you know, even if it's one that people have played hours and hours of, they would probably still upgrade knowing that they can still play the games that they're enjoying and new stuff.
Do something.
They'll probably screw it up.
I'm sure they'll screw it up. I'm just saying.
Hopefully they learn their lesson.
I think I'm excited for the NX. I think there's nothing to be negative about at this
point. No, definitely not. Will it come with a light up keyboard? Programmable.
No. What kind of idiot buys a light up keyboard? What kind of dumb schmuck buys a keyboard with lights inside it? I can't even imagine the kind of stupidity it takes.
It's not stupid.
What kind of a stupid head buys the stupidest thing that ever stupided on the stupid
earth?
It
is stupid. It actually serves no purpose except to look cool. But it's fun because I bought the M800 Steel Series stupid board. Mm. And it comes with the software, and then you can create all these different color profiles. So I can.
How many USB ports does this one keyboard take up?
It takes up two.
Okay.
But it has two USB ports that you can plug into. Also,
built into. Plug it into itself?
No, that would be silly. But it has each key is individually lit, so you can.
This is a $200 keyboard.
This is a $200 keyboard, and it's actually you can't even buy it right now. They only sell it on the SteelSeries website and
on the black market.
No, they. I signed up to get more information, and they said, "Oh, we're going to have a few available for sale on such and such a date." But it's going
to
sell.
You have to take
out.
An IQ test, and if you score below a certain number,
you buy it. So that's how I got it, and then now it says then the next batch isn't coming for 4 weeks. So look how lucky I am. But I got to admit, I'm really enjoying playing with all the lights. I have it set up when I play Battlefield that the colors match the Battlefield game, and I have a little like red and white like siren effect going on some of the keys.
Can you have it light up just the keys you need for that game?
Yep, absolutely.
I can see that being useful.
Can you write emails?
It's not useful. Look, let's be honest here. It's not useful at all. It's completely ridiculous.
Can you write emails? Wait, I'm not done laughing at your price.
What, can you write emails? You can write emails. It's a mechanical keyboard. They made their own switches. They're pretty quiet, actually. Like some people complain. I was telling Ben Gilbert about it, and he said, "Oh, it's too noisy." But listen, I'm going to type on it and put the microphone right at the keyboard. Listen.
My ears.
Stop that.
See, it's not that bad, right? So yeah, that's the SteelSeries M800 keyboard. I like it. It's very heavy. It looks super cool. That's the only reason why you would buy this is to have it look cool. Other than that, it serves no purpose at that price.
It looks like you can do a lot of space barring with it.
It has a giant space bar. It's mostly space bar, this keyboard.
It's like
a Twix.
Is that a triple decker space bar?
It's a double decker. It's a double decker. It's fun. I have a Flyers theme, so it does the Flyers colors. I don't know. I also, in terms of talking about ridiculous PC purchases, I also bought the X52 Pro flight stick and throttle combo to use with Elite Dangerous and Star Citizen, and also whenever Eve Valkyrie comes out and whatever other virtual.
No Man's Sky, maybe?
Perhaps No Man's Sky. That'd be nice if it works with it. It's pretty cool. I gotta say, I'm pretty impressed with the X52. It's SciTech, I think, is the company that makes it. It's all made out of plastic. It's nothing super fancy, but it's less than $200. And it totally works. And you don't need pedals. That's the key. You can twist the stick, so you don't need the rudder pedals.
I like a good twist on my stick.
You don't want pedals, Wombat. That's too nerdy. That's too much. Especially if you play standing up like I do.
I'm not much for foot play.
No. But I got a great setup now for all these games. I'm really enjoying my PC gaming experience. So there, Wombat.
So when are you going to get like wraparound monitors? When is that?
Well, I have two monitors now.
Wrap around
monitors. You need at least three. No, wait. Four more monitors?
No, three,
probably?
I think, is what people do, right, Chip?
Well, you can have them to where you have one behind you, too.
Well, I'm just getting the VR when it comes out. I don't need that shit.
Says you.
I don't have, I don't want to deal with that many monitors. Two monitors is already probably one more than I actually need. At this resolution anyway. But no, the VR is going to accomplish all that shit. We don't need surround monitors.
I feel like you need something here. Can't stop at this.
No, we're stopping for a little while now.
Get some big monitors, some small monitors, maybe a hall monitor.
The problem is I'm starting to think that Oculus Rift is not coming out this year.
What?
Just because... I mean, think about it. Like, what games are there going to be for? Why release hardware with no software available?
A Drift.
You have a Drift. You have. I don't know that Eve Valkyrie is ready for this year.
They might have a demo of that available.
Maybe
at launch.
Maybe a Drift will be ready. It sounds like that'll be. They said it's ready to go basically whenever it comes out. But
TXK, that's not going to happen.
Project Cars, I think, supports it. I mean, you're not going to have that many to choose from, and it's
expensive.
You can
play anything in it, right?
No. It needs to support it.
Well, but you can. I think games can support it. It'll just not be
good or work. No, it just may not work.
It won't be designed for it.
You need to do shit with the UI to get it to work. It just, there's things that need to be done.
How are you going
to
see your lit up keys when you have that thing on your face?
Yeah, it kind of defeats the purpose of your light up keyboard if you have a big old mask.
Not for every game. But you know what the funny thing is? The stick that the flight stick that I bought is actually, it looks identical to the one that they use in Elite Dangerous. So it's a very immersive experience with the VR, I bet. I don't know, but I think it seems like silly to release it if there's not going to be very much software out, and I think the companies know this. And you know, you think they're going to risk just going to throw it out there and be like, like Sony does with their smart glasses. Yeah, Google just failed with theirs. Let's just throw our $800 glasses out there. I don't think they're going to do it. But I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm very wrong because I want to buy it. What else we got here? We down to the CAG bag, I think, Wombat.
Yeah, I believe we are.
Lick Chan writes in and he wants to know if anyone is getting Bloodborne. That comes out next week. Is anybody interested in Bloodborne? Hello? Bloodborne? I queued it up on my Gamefly.
You can tell us how it is.
Yeah. Okay. I will. Fine.
Fine then.
I'm excited that other people are excited for it.
Yeah, it's not for me, but it doesn't
it
mean
might be
it,
for
that
you.
I'm not...
How do you know it's not for you? I don't think it's like Dark Souls. I don't think it's.
I don't know yet. Yeah, that's the thing.
Okay. Well, if it maybe it is. I'll wait and see.
I think the initial impressions that I've read is it's not as punishing as Dark Souls, which...
Well...
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, then.
Julianne writes in and asks, how much better has your friendship with Wombat been since coming to the U.S.? Well, we've had lunch a couple times compared with no times in the last 9 years.
That is true. Would you actually consider me a friend?
Now we're friends.
Excellent. It only took 400 episodes, guys. You
Nine
heard
years.
It. 9 years. We're officially.
I needed to see him face
friends.
To face for lunch at least twice before we could be friends officially.
They were good lunches.
I want to go back to that Potbelly place.
It's good, isn't it?
The salad. I like the farmhouse salad.
We can go back anytime you want. You tell
right now,
me,
let's go. I'm starving.
Well, I can't do right now, but I would do tomorrow if you wanted to, even if it is supposed to snow.
I got ping pong tomorrow, Wombat.
Oh, that's right. So maybe Tuesday. Tuesday, maybe?
My ping pong game is coming along really well.
Excellent.
I think you'd be proud of me.
I'm proud of you no matter what, because that's what friends do.
That's what friends are for.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Cheapy is starting to get concerned because I'm watching all these ping pong videos on YouTube. And I just point out Shipwreck's basement, though. And then she's like, oh, okay.
I'm going to be the savior for so many marriages. Mm-hmm. You guys are going to get away with so much crap. I'm talking about listeners as well.
Yeah.
Just by saying, look at this. This is terrible.
Right. Do you know what a frame meister is, honey? Good. So you'll never have to know with me. Anyway, on that note, let's thank everybody for listening to us, especially those of us who have listened to us for all 400 episodes, which seems horrible. But thank you for your support. It's very nice to have it, and we appreciate it.
Yes.
You guys want to say some words?
Shipwreck?
Anything?
I've only been here for 200 and something episodes, I think.
Keep on rocking?
Yeah. I listened to the first 100 and whatever. They're pretty good.
All right.
Yeah. They're fine.
Not bad.
I mean, if it was like a Battlefield campaign, that's what I compare it to.
Yeah. Serviceable.
Yeah. It's weird, but it's fine.
Wombat.
Thanks for listening.
You want to thank all your fans, Wombat?
I do. I want to thank my fans and your fans and Shipwreck's fans for making the last 400 episodes the best 400 episodes we've done.
Right. And think about what you want to do if you're in the New York area or you could make it here. What should we do to celebrate 10
I don't know. We should start planning for August.
Some laser tag place?
Something.
Ping pong?
I would do laser tag.
Ping pong tournament? Basketball tournament?
Dave and Buster's in the city?
Oh, that one sucks. It's so horrible.
Is it? Oh, we go to Qzar on Long Island.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds good. I saw the commercial.
That's still there. Yeah, exactly. I wonder if they do, because they have like those trampoline places.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could do those at night as adults. I don't know if they do that. But
trampoline. You know,
yeah, that could be fun.
Yeah, I want to do that.
There you go.
Trampoline. Or trampoline or laser tag. Those are two. But no, Dave, that Dave and Buster's in Manhattan is just, I walked in. Can you imagine me walking into an arcade and you literally run out of things to play in 5 minutes?
Yeah, no.
It's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad.
Anyway, so yeah, let us know what we should do for the 10-year spectacular. And until then, we will see you next week.
Bread's done.
Sword of Omens, come to my hand.
Ooh, that's nice. Where'd you get that?
Well, it's been passed down for generations for thousands of years.
Will Circuit City price match that?
Circuit what? I don't know. If
Gamer gift card.
I really don't have time for this, pal.
Trade in?
Okay, I'm out of here.